Christ that we ain't got nothing.
Is that a word that blacks use much?
No, I don't. I don't hear that much of black people.
What did blacks used to call the man that they worked for?
Oh, mistress, I think now. All right, that was in slavery time.
And the French people in South Louisiana, what are they called?
I don't know.
What would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's from way out in the country? You call him a... Do you ever hear hillbilly or cracker or stump jumper, anything like that?
I hear him talk about hillbillies.
What's a hillbilly?
Well, you know, you sees and hears that old TV called a hillbilly, what is it, from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That's they program they have called a hillbilly. But that's just their name, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know, them folks got more money than you can sack up all day long.
A black and white animal has got a real strong smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little black and white animal, it really stinks if it gets mad.
Oh, talking about a polecat?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. You didn't know exactly what kind they were. What general name might you have for the type of animal that would do that?
A mink.
Or you didn't know if it was a mink or a possum or what. You'd say, I'm going to get a gun and kill that.
I see most time when mother was raising chicken, possums and polecats wasn't bothering chicken then. It was manks. It was a mank.
Do you ever hear animals like that called varmints?
Yeah, well, most any animal in the woods is called a varmint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would a rat be a varmint?
Well, no. I don't guess. I don't know, but I think wood animals is most called varmints. Well, a rat, but now, you know, they got some rats now, about that big, you see? About that big and, about that long. But I think now they stays in the woods, but these other little rats, you know, they around in the fields and in the cities. But they got some bigger, I forget now, they rats, but they give them another name. But they ain't thing but a rat, and it's tell you about that long. Mm-hmm.
What's a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
A coon.
Or smaller than that?
Oh, a squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
There's a fox squirrel and a what? No, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What color is the fox squirrel?
I just finna say, now one is brown and one's gray, but now which one, I don't know. But I think that gray one must be the fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way it is.
Do you ever see something kind of like a squirrel, only it's small and it has little stripes down its back?
Mm-mm.
What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
It catches brims, grunters, and gars, and buffaloes.
What about from the salt water? What kind of fish
is it? I don't know about the salt water, because I think I got a salt water fishing yarn in my box, but it's supposed to be cat.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't know.
They sold it to you as catfish? But
yeah, this is a catfish. This is catfish, but yeah, I know it wasn't caught here. It was shipped in here from somewhere, but my daughter over there gave it to me one day last week.
What's something that they get from the salt water? They go out in boats and drag these nets?
I don't ask me, because I don't know.
Well,
but it might be, maybe something like a crab.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What else?